That was the absolutely incredible Natalie McMaster with a brand new album, Sketches, and that was the Golden Eagle from that album. Absolutely great stuff. And now there's lots of so much good music coming out, and actually from England at least there was lots of really good wintry Christmassy albums coming out soon as well. And one collaboration of that is a collaboration between two absolutely brilliant groups, Lady Maisery and Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, and they're going to be releasing an album of winter inspired music. And I wasn't going to play wintry music quite yet, but this evening, if you're listening in the Boston area, you full well know that it has been snowing this evening, and it is supposed to get down to sort of well below freezing tonight and for the next couple of days. In fact, actually tomorrow I don't think it's even supposed to get above freezing, so it's properly settling into the winter time now. Goodbye fall, hello winter. So you might, through the second hour of the Folk and Acoustic Show, you might hear a few snowy, wintry themed things. Don't worry, we're not going to get too Christmassy yet. I'm saving that for December, and probably even going to try and save that for just one show to save it all from us. But I am going to play a few wintry things, and this is a single from Lady Maisery, Jim Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith's new little CD that's coming out soon. And it is an absolutely gorgeous version of the John Tam song Snow Falls. And I think this song actually also features in Warhorse that I played earlier, as John Tams was the song creator for that musical. But yeah, have a listen to this. The brilliant Lady Maisery and Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith with Snow Falls.
Cruel winter cuts through like the reaper. The old year lies withered and slain. Like barleycorn who rose from the grave, the new year will rise up again. There will come the time of great plenty, time of good harvest and song. Until then, put your trust in tomorrow, my friend, for yesterday's over and done. Someday you'll love, the next day you'll lose, Winter will turn into spring. Up again.
That is just absolutely gorgeous stuff. Those harmonies, they gave me, you know, though, when things, you're the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and it's just magical. Oh, that was great. That was a great Lady Maisery with Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith with Snow Falls, a single from their forthcoming wintry album, a joint album together. I'm so excited to hear that. Absolutely great stuff. Now, a band, Stick in the Wheel, an absolutely incredible band in their own right. Have been doing a couple of projects recently, and a while ago they released an absolutely brilliant album called Stick in the Wheel Present English Folk Filled Recordings, and the band just went around around the country, around England, and just collected songs and tunes from some of the finest singers and musicians in England, both commercially successful and some sort of like lesser known folk club residents, etc., etc. And it was one of my favourite albums a while ago, and it's brilliant. And they basically just turn up with their simple recording equipment and just take in one take or a couple of takes, a song from someone or a tune from someone, and it's just marvellous. And they have recently released a brand new album of the same thing, and it's actually, you know, very much called the same thing. Stick in the Wheel Present English Folk Filled Recordings Volume 2. Certainly not one of the shortest album titles, but it is blooming marvellous. So I'm going to give you a couple of tracks from that Filled Recordings album. The first is from the legend that is Sandra Kerr, and I'm going to follow it with a song from her daughter, Nancy Kerr. This first song from Sandra, though, is definitely a song for the times, and it is... Well, the song speaks for itself. It's called Can We Afford the Doctors?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. You've heard the old saying, no doubt. And I'm sure it is true. But between me and you, there ain't many apples about. Though they grow on a tree, money doesn't, you see, and you've got to have money to buy. It's the same with your health, it depends on your wealth. So if you are poor, you must cry. Can we afford the doctor, the dentist, the midwife, the nurse? It doesn't seem fair, medical care should depend on the state of your purse. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, and what can we take for a cure? And if only the rich can afford to be sick, how cheap are the lives of the poor? Well, we had a long wait, but the new welfare state brought the NHS and peace of mind. New glasses, new teeth, and a sense of relief. No medical fees we'd define. But you have to watch out, there's MPs about who'd sell it as quick as a flash to their friends, old school chums, who just sit on their bums and do nothing but rake in the cash. And we afford the doctor, the dentist, the midwife, the nurse? It doesn't seem fair, medical care should depend on the state of your purse. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, and what can we take for a cure? And if guts to survive. But there's pounds and there's pence when it comes to defence, not to keep their service alive. It's time to take stock, not turn back the clock to those terrible bad good old days. It's our NHS, nothing more, nothing less, and never again must we say, can we afford the doctor, the dentist, the midwife, the nurse? It doesn't seem fair, medical care should depend on the state of your purse. I know it's a hard pill to swallow, and what can we take for a cure? And if only the rich can afford to be sick, how cheap are the lives of the poor?
Brilliant stuff there from Nancy Kerr with Ganter the Kai and Peacock Followed the Hen. And that was from the brilliant Stick in the Wheel second volume of the English folk filled recordings. And they, you know, like I said before, they just go and with simple recording equipment and just record people play and sing. And that was even more the amazing with that one is Nancy there was managing to sing one thing and play something completely different. And that always blows my mind that people can do that. Absolutely incredible. Now, what could be more folky than doing song about the seasons?
What's your favourite season? Spring's my favourite season. What's the flaming reason that spring's your favourite season? I like to hear the robin sing, makes me feel the joy within. I like to smell the chestnuts roast, and on the fire the crumpets toast.
But the robin sings in winter, is it winter that you're into?
What's your favourite season?
Winter's my favourite season.
What's the flaming reason that winter's your favourite season?
I like the heat upon my back, 'cause I walk down a country track to feel the sun upon days and your embrace.
But it's not hot in winter, is it summer that you're into?
Oh yeah, it must be summer then.
What's your favourite season?
I'm pretty sure that summer's my favourite season.
If you've said every other season, do you understand the seasons?
Yes. I like those leaves of golden brown.
No, that's autumn, you're a clown.
I like the flowers when in bloom.
No, that's spring, you thick baboon.
Thick baboon?
You must have a favourite season.
But I don't understand the seasons. What's your favourite season?
Mine is definitely February.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely great stuff. That was the Boston area band, the Casey McNally Trio, with McNally's of Francis Hill and Miller's of Newbury from their 2016 album, The Boston States. And I am so super excited that the Casey McNally Trio are currently in the middle of recording a brand new album, and hopefully that'll be out next year. Super exciting. And then before that, you heard a rather silly song from the horn section called Seasons, from an absolutely brilliantly titled Three Great Songs and Eight More Songs. The horn section fronted by Alex Horn, fabulous English comedian, not really a folk band, but they kind of do comedy songs in every genre, and also have a brilliant podcast called The Horn Section Podcast. So I would go and check that out for sure. Now, when I was in England, as well as doing my own gigs over the last couple of weeks, I was also able for a couple of times to go and see some absolutely great live music. And I was lucky enough to go to the album launch of Pons Alias's new album up in Newcastle upon Tyne. Their new album, Fire Under the Bridge, is absolutely brilliant, and to see them perform it live was just even better. And from that album, this is a brilliant track called Eleanor's. Thank you. absolutely fabulous Pons alias there with Eleanor's. Right, we'll be back with some more wonderfully folky music after this.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The soldiers lined in rank in the early morning heat, to the piper's measured beat go the slowly stepping feet. Their best friend was ID'd. They heard the blast and watched him bleed. Never saw who did the deed. In the hills of Kandahar, in the hills of Kandahar, danger wears a phantom face. It's hiding in each stony place, behind each wall and bearded face. Pink and white the poppies blow, beauty waving row on row belies the danger soldiers know. In the hills of Kandahar, silent soldiers kept the watch round the shore. Elders speak, saw the young men's shuffling feet. Still inside the village walls, half an hour for chopper calls, came the blast that still appalls. In the hills of Kandahar, in the in school, in the hills of Kandahar, in the hills of Kandahar, danger wears a phantom face, it's hiding in each stony place, behind each wall and bearded face. Pink lined in rank in the early morning heat, to the piper's measured beat go the slowly stepping feet. To his home now they must send, trusted comrade and best friend. His second tour is at an end. In the hills of Kandahar.
Wow, that was absolutely beautiful. That was the incredible singing there of Rosie Hood with a track called The Hills of Kandahar from her 2017 album The Beautiful and the Actual. And that was another one of the gigs I was really lucky to see, was seeing Rosie Hood with her trio. It was just beautiful, with Lucy Hazard on vocals and melodeon, and Nicola Beasley, who I played a track of earlier, on five string fiddle and vocals. Just an incredible lineup, and I got to see them in the middle of the peaks in a place called Bamford in a beautiful church. So the acoustics were absolutely great too. It was just a magical, magical evening. The fabulous Rosie Hood. Let's hope she'll be recording a new album soon. Now, this Thursday, I am so super excited because the legendary venue that is Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, is celebrating 60 years, which is absolutely incredible. And they are putting on an awesome gig at the Schubert Theatre in downtown Boston to celebrate 60 years. And I am super excited that I'm actually getting to go to a concert for once. And I'm going to go in this audience. And they have an incredible lineup. They have Patti Griffin, Josh Ritter, Dar Williams, amazing, and they've also got some other incredible people. Peter Wolf, Sol y Canto, and also Joan Baez is going to be there, and I think also Tim Erickson, who I played a track of earlier, is also going to be there, plus lots more special guests. And I know it's going to be hosted by the legend that is the radio host Brian O'Donovan, who hosts the brilliant WGBH Celtic Soldier on Saturdays. So it's going to be an absolutely incredible gig, and I'm so excited to be going to celebrate the 60th of Club Passim. So I thought, in sort of celebration of that, I'm going to give you a track by the one and only Dar Williams, and this is a gorgeous track from the album The Beauty of the Rain. This is the title track, The Beauty of the Rain.
And you know the light is fading all too soon. You're just two umbrellas one late afternoon. You don't know the next thing you will say. This is your favorite kind of day. It has no walls. The beauty of the rain is how it falls, how it falls, how it falls. And there's nothing wrong, but there is something more. And sometimes you wonder what you love her for. She says you've known her deepest fears, 'cause she's shown you a box of stainless tears. It can't be the truth about the rain. It's how it falls, how it falls, how it falls. But when she gave you more to find, you let her think she lost her mind.
Absolutely stunning stuff there. That was from brand new album from brilliant fiddler Jenna Reed. And that was just gorgeous. And that features a wonderful chamber orchestra, McFall's Chamber. And it, oh, that just, ah, I, no words, no words. Right, so we're going to move on with something completely different from absolutely brilliant, legendary English folk band, Bellowhead. A while ago, they sadly were no longer a band, but in 2014, they did release a wonderful album called Revival, and if you were lucky enough to get the deluxe version of that album, there was an entire other album attached to it with tracks that they never played live, but they did record, and so it's a bit of a secret album. Some people have heard it, some people haven't, but it's brilliant, and it has this absolutely great track on it. It's called Long Time on the Ocean. Get dancing and singing to this one's, my darlings.
John returned on shore. Look at this, my portion. I've gold and silver in great store. Long time I've been on the ocean. Is me, she'll have Nancy. Will you be my wife? Wed with a tarry sailor. Oh, Nancy, turn around with a frown. I'd rather a man of high renown. Do you think I'd marry you? No, not I. Wed with a tarry sailor. I am full to return, I'm sure. Look at this, my boy.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight, dancing in the moonlight. is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody's dancing.
Yeah, absolutely great stuff. Dancing in the moonlight, or dancing in the moonlight, as I should say in my less English accent. That was Dancing in the Moonlight by the wonderful Yonder Mountain String Band, a brilliant cover of that song. And if that didn't get you smiling, singing along and dancing along in your car or wherever you are, I don't know what would. Well, we're almost at the end of the Folk and Acoustic Show for this week, but thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute delight. We've had lots of brand new music this week. And if you missed out the fact that I was on for 2 hours today, do not fear, because you can catch up on the show. You can head to www.wmfo.org, where some of you may even be listening. And if you head to the schedules page, head to Tuesday and head to around 3 o'clock, you can click on the Folk and Acoustic Show there. And then you can listen to the show for up to 2 weeks, or if you download it, you can also listen to it forever and keep it forever. And then you can listen to my dulcet tones wherever you like, and more importantly, the music, which is definitely much more important. And you can also look at the playlists for all the shows that have ever been here on WMFO, so do go and check that out. I will be back again next week at 4 o'clock, my usual time. So please do join me then, and stay tuned, because Radio 10 is on next, and there is a whole gathering of people on the show this week. I've just popped out to the common room of the radio station, and there are lots of people there ready to celebrate a special birthday. So stay tuned to listen to more about that, and it's going to be a real hoot in a party. But I thought I'd finish you, as we played a lot of new music this week, I'm going to play you a new track from brilliant Canadian band called the East Pointers with Mystery Cove, and I'll see you again next week. Goodbye, my darlings.
Granddad told me that they buried it here a long time ago. The captain went down with the ship, at least that's how the story goes. This shore, and every full moon keep it safe. And I don't wanna scare you, but maybe you should take my hand just in case. We can find gold in Mystery Cove, keep the story alive. Pockets overflow, hell, you never know, might get buried alive. Tonight's the night we close. Maybe we'll make some of our own.